This year, two thoughts from, we just, a few days ago, Reb David Salvechik, that's how, was Nifter in Eretz Yisrael. He was Zokin Muflag. He was close to 100 years old, the son of the Brisker Rav. You think about Mesorah and the connection to previous Doros, obviously a loss of someone really brings back the Mesorah in such a way. We really lost several Gedolim in a very few days. It was Rav David Salvechik, also Rav Yitzchak Shiner. He's in Pittsburgh originally, American. I think he may have even learned here at some point. He was in Switzerland and in Eretz Yisrael, Kamenetz, Rav Baruch Bern. He was in Eretz Yisrael for many years. Also a tremendous gadol. Rav Abraham Twersky, who's also very well known for his work with addiction. He's all, each one of them had, you know, unique qualities which we should be able to be inspired by. So I just want to share two shtickah from Rav David Salvechik. They have Sfarim of his Ala Torah. So Parshas Yisro, I found two in Yonim. I just want to bring out one more of a Brisker Inyan and one is maybe a Musar Haskel. Okay, so two different separate Inyanim. One on the Pasuk Osachmo, the very interesting story that he related. And the question is how to understand Pshat in this story. It's a story about Rav Chaim. The Briskers like to tell stories from within the family. So the story that someone told of B'Shem Maran, story of Rav Chaim, that something was stolen from his house. Rav Chaim realized that who the ganav was. He chased after the ganav, and he reached him. And he started screaming, Hefker, Hefker, Hefker. The thing that was stolen, Rav Chaim officially was mafkerit. So someone who said over the story explained, why did Rav Chaim say it's Hefker? Why can't he say, I'm makna you the chavetz? That's the question. I'm makna the chavetz to you. So then you get it. You're holding on to it. You make a kinyan. Why does it have to be hefker? And then he's olchem in a hefker. Someone said pshat, because if he would have said a makna the chifetz, then he would be machshel the ganef with losachmo. It'd be lufnei iver, because losachmo means that if you covet someone else's items and you pressure them, so to speak, to sell it to you, so then it's a violation of losachmo. So to have the makna, this would have been machshel him in losachmo. So Rav David Salvechik did not think that that was the correct pshat in why Rav Chaim said hefker and not abimaknet. Why? Because even a case of a ganef or a gazlan, when you go to someone's house or to the person and you take a chefetz belonging to them and you steal it, it's also a sachmo. And it's mefurish that way in the Rambam. In Hilchos Gezeila, the Rambam says, Perek Aleph, Hakol nedavar sheis ava behefzer sheibzer bebailem or bebakasha mehen. So you end up pressuring the person to sell you something that they own, and you apply the pressure that he should reluctantly sell it to you over b'shnei lavin l'sachman l'osis aveh. The in gazal over b'gimel lavin. So the Rambam says in gazal, then it's also l'osis aveh and l'sachmod and l'sigzal. So you see that when you have a ma'aser gzeila built into every avera of gzeila is also l'sachmod. And to say that Geneva and Gezela is different doesn't seem logical. Durham says, by Gezela, the same thing be if a person was not aware of it. By coveting and taking it, it should be those, he feels it should be the same thing. Furthermore, he says, if Losachmod is to do something to create that you're going to get the person's object, so why? What's the difference if Chaim was makne it or mafkir it? Either way, the ganav should violate l'sach mode, because it was through the geneva that he pressured the person to make it hefker so that he would acquire it. So either way, what's that? Don't be, has to be hakdeh takna. If I got your item indirectly through hefker because of some kind of tactic of being a gangster, that's also a sachmo. It's an interesting assumption that if I pressure a person to the extent that they're mafkir, they're chayfits, that I should now take it from mafkir, it's also a sachmo. So either way, it's a sachmo. So that's not the pshat. So why did Rav Chaim say hefker and not a makne it? Because he did not want to be makne his gift, his chafafim to a ganesh. Therefore, he said hefker, not to be makne. Okay, it's hefker, so now he'll take it from hefker. That's story number one. That's part number one. Okay, part number two. More on a Musa note. Hashem says in the beginning stages when they arrive at Har Sinai, the words that raised Christ, that I raised you up, I carried you on the wings of eagles, I brought you close to me. Va'atam shemotish v'bekoli. Now, if you listen, usmartam sabirisi. What's va'ata? Now, I brought you up on the wings of eagles. Now, if you're going to listen, Rashi says, im'ata tekabul aleichem. If now you make a commitment, yarevuchem mikano ve'elach. Things will be sweet and good from going forward. What about until now? They have to listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu all the time. What is the point now? Now, it's new beginning. So he says, I heard a pshat. He thinks it was from the same name of the Onig Yantif. Bnei Yisrael, as we know, was Shakua and Nemtes Shari Tumah in Mitzrayim. They were in a very low spiritual level. And here, in a very short time, getting to Har Sinai, 40-some days, they should suddenly be on the, and by the time that they get to Mount Torah, 49 days later, the Madrega of Kabbalah Satorah, that's unbelievable, to get from such a low level to such a high level. But the answer is, Va'esha Esham HaKanfin Nisharim, is the metaphor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael from this low level and he suddenly puts them on this very, very high level. He brought them to Madrega, to be Mekabel the Torah. It wasn't through their own initiative. It wasn't through their own work and amelus to bring themselves up rung by rung by rung. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them day by day, but ultimately, 49 days later, there you are. But it was always HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing them up. Al-Kantei Nisharim. Since it wasn't their own initiative, therefore it says, Va'ata im shema tishmu v'koli, if you want to be zoche in this darga that I brought you on, you want it to be real, you want it to stick, you have to work yourself on it. Now I gave you that lift, but now it's up to you. If you want to maintain it, you have to work on it and it has to stay with you only because you will work on it. I'm not bringing you up anymore, no free rides. Now the work is cut out for you. And I was thinking this idea is, of course, so relevant. You see in the Chassidus Yisraim also, this idea in the Tzaddik and others, that's the difference between, you know, what Sfiras HaOmer represents after Pesach is for us to be able to take those madrigas and work on it, just like Klal Yisrael, they got to this level, but Kadosh Baruch Hu says, but now you have to work on yourself, and this is every year what we try to do. It says at the end of the parasha, B'lasa B'malas HaMizbechi. So it's a halacha. You're not going to have steps for the kevesh. You can't run. You have to go slowly. You can't have a piece of ragayim. You have to have a certain way, a certain cover to show when you're going up to Mizbeach. But api musar, api machshava, it also means when you're going in avodas Hashem, you have to know that you have to go step by step. You can't jump too fast. Like it has to be a sense of ekabit sagudo, as we say. We have to go slowly. You can't run. If you want to be Kona Amayla, anything you're working on, it's easy to get discouraged. You see so many steps ahead of you and you see people holding a certain level, where am I? And then you feel, I'm just going to get there. Things don't work that way. Everything in Avodas Hashem has to come with a sense of painstaking effort. You have to set modest goals, realistic goals, reachable goals. You get there, you go to the next level, you go to the next level. It can't be just, because Baruch Hu sometimes gives us a lightning bolt and you suddenly realize, wow, how did I get here? Okay, Hodo Hashem Ki Tov, but that doesn't always happen. And if it does happen, you have to try to find a way to keep it, make it real. And to the extent that we work on ourselves, again, it's Atashmom Shtishmu Bekoli, we can go from one level to another level to another level. Okay, good Shabbos.